This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, Congress will once again take up the issue of tax reform. Although many of us would love for our taxes to be easy to calculate and simple to file, we know that won't happen in the near future. So what can be done? Well, the editors of the Wall Street Journal published a few principles we can use to evaluate the current debate about tax reform. First, there should be a priority on growth. They said after 12 years of lackluster economy or worse, tax reform's overriding goal should be to lift annual GDP to 3% or more. Second, Congress should make tax cuts immediate. There's a temptation to phase in tax cuts, but that delays any response as investors wait for lower rates in the future. George W. Bush learned that painful lesson in 2001 and corrected it in 2003. Third, make tax reform permanent. Businesses invest with a long tail and won't implement projects if lower rates may evaporate a few years from now. Again, that was a mistake that George W. Bush made. Third, tax reform should entail more than just tax cuts. Our current tax code has all sorts of subsidies for electric cars, real estate, and even racetracks. Ending those subsidies will actually pay for lower tax rates. And finally, the editors recommend that Congress not fall into what they call the deficit-neutral trap. The Congressional Budget Office scores budgets, but it does not accurately take into account the economic reaction to changing tax rates. If you lower taxes, the CBO says that you lose tax revenue. But when you lower taxes, more people are likely to invest, and you often end up with more tax revenue. As Congress and the media discuss tax reform, it is worth remembering some of these principles. They will help you sort out some of the information and misinformation during the debate. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.